Saint-Exupéry.
Oui, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Je suis bien à Frontex.
Oui.
Vous parlez français?
Non, mais on peut.
On peut le faire.
Est-ce que vous pouvez me passer quelqu'un qui parle français?
Non.
Non. Mais vous avez essayé de parler français, c'est ça?
Non.
Ok. Could we speak in English?
Yes, that would be definitely better.
That would be better.
That's nice. I'm Mr. Panic, and I just don't understand what is Frontex. Could you just explain me just a little bit simply what is it?
It's an European Union agency that deals with the migration.
And what does mean deals?
Works with, I don't know how to explain differently.
Is it to help people to enter in the European Union?
Yes, that's right.
That's right, okay. Because I have heard that maybe it was like the migration policy, like cops, like people who fight against immigrants. I don't know, does it true?
It's not about fighting against the migrants. It's about preventing people from crossing the borders that are not allowed to do that.
And how can we stop the people to go across?
Sorry, but who would you like to talk with?
No, me. I just need to have information, so I find the number.
You can go to our website.
But I just want to speak with a human being, and you're a human being.
Okay, what exactly do you need to know? Then I could put you through someone who will be able to help you.
What is the act of this agency? What does she do to prevent the migration in Europe?
Okay. Can I just take your name?
Yes.
And the company that you're calling from? And I'll try to put you through with someone else, okay?
Okay.
So your name is?
Mr. Panic.
Mr. Panic, mm-hmm. And you're calling from?
I'm calling from Belgium.
From Belgium. Okay. Is it any organization or anything like that?
No, I'm just a citizen of Europe.
Okay. Just bear with me 1 second.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, how can I help you?
I'm Mr. Panic from Belgium.
Yes?
I've just heard about Frontex, and so I've looked for your telephone number, and I just want to have explanation about what is your aim and what do you do, in fact.
We coordinate operational cooperation at external borders of the European Union. So ever since the with the event of Schengen, the internal borders were removed.
Okay.
There is a need to emerge to strengthen the external borders of the European Union.
To strengthen, to make biggest boundaries?
No, not to make bigger boundaries, but to strengthen the control of the borders, because if there is only one external borders, obviously these borders are only as strong as their weakest link.
Ah.
So Frontex was created because it was recognized that irregular migration was a problem that affected the entire European Union.
What do you mean by
it required a European response?
What do you mean by affected?
Well, there was a migration, for example, in 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
The main entry point of irregular migrants to the Canary Islands was about 30,000 per year.
People coming here?
Yes, entering the European Union illegally.
Yeah, it is not because it is the only point where people could enter in Europe. If there are other place to enter, like a big entry. Because people say to me, I've heard two things, that's why I call you.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that Frontex was made to help people, help migrants to come in Europe. Does it right?
No, we control the borders. So the big challenge, obviously, is to is to control the European borders. So make sure that the legitimate travelers can enter the European Union without delays,
okay,
but that the necessary controls are conducted.
But what happens to people who are not who are not allowed to enter? What does Frontex do for these people?
Well, we are a border control agency, so it is not Frontex, but the responsibility over its own borders is unique to every European member state. Okay?
Okay,
so it is the exclusive responsibility of all the countries that have external borders to control their own borders. What is, and this is part of the Schengen acquis. What is necessary? What Frontex does is Frontex assists the member states.
Okay.
In strengthening their border controls if the member states require it.
Okay, if they want to.
Yes. Are you a journalist?
No.
I hear you're recording this.
No, I'm just a citizen. I'm just asking myself what is it? Because why do you help other people from the country, non-European country? Do you help them too? Because if people are not allowed to come in Europe, what happens to them? They wait. They will stay in close to the boundaries. Or?
I mean, the question is that why you have to ask. I mean, what you're obviously asking me is why do we have borders? Is this your question?
It's part of the of my interrogation, of course.
Well, borders are there to make sure that that. Are you recording this? I hear, right?
No.
Uh-huh, because I hear you're recording it. Borders are there for a reason. It is they are to make sure that people entering, whoever enters the territory of the European Union, since there are no internal borders, are properly identified.
Okay.
That they enter the European Union with that the goods that enter the European Union are according to the norms, that they do not contain radioactive building material or are not in respect of the food safety requirements that the European Union imposes, that the European legislation imposes. Okay. Because there are no internal borders. Normally, until the Schengen Agreement was in place, the countries of the European Union had external borders. So there was a border between